Right now, though, it is time to play the fart game.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for your candor and your friendship. Okay, so what we do is we get
I'm neither candid nor your friend.
We get two contestants on the phone today, Ramiro and Michael. So it's a race war we have, it sounds like.
Well, that's good. Let's establish that.
Actually, let's go ahead and meet our contestants, and then we can just explain the game to them.
Ramiro's on line one.
Thank you, Danny.
Is he punched up?
Yes.
He is?
Yeah.
All right, Ramiro, are you there?
Yes, I am. How you doing, fellas?
Good. How are you?
I'm great.
How old are you?
I am 24.
What do you do for a living?
I'm still a student, actually.
Kind of late in life to be a student, huh, Ramiro?
Maybe he's trying to be a doctor.
I'm lazy.
Huh?
I'm lazy.
Oh. Well, I respect that then.
Now, we see that you are located in the Dallas suburb of Allen. Is that correct?
That is correct, sir.
Are you still attending Quad C?
No, I'm actually at UTD.
Huh, okay.
All right. Might we inquire as to your surname?
Lopez.
Ah.
A true Hispano.
That's right. So you are a true Hispano, huh?
Yes, unfortunately.
What? What would you distance from that?
Do you hate the white man?
With a passion.
Do you date the white woman?
I am rolling single right now. Like, I can't really comment on that.
Would you shut up, Mike?
Have you ever felt the touch of a white woman?
No. It's all been Hispanic women.
That's too bad.
Trust me, they're not that great.
Which ones?
White women.
Any of them.
No. Well, do you like hockey, Ramiro? It's very unusual for the Hispanic to enjoy the game of hockey.
No, I love hockey. In fact, I play roller hockey for UTD.
Oh, look at that, a hockey player.
All right, well, if you'd rather, we'll see if we can get you into a Channel 29 broadcast.
With Jose Luis.
Or maybe Pioline, I don't know. All right, sit tight, Ramiro. Let's find the identity of the white man you're going to be going up against. I'm assuming he is. This would be Michael and Keller. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you boys doing?
We're doing Michael? Just fine. Now, how old are you, Michael?
I'm 29 years old.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm a regional operations manager.
Oh, my God.
Couldn't even get through the title really before couldn't. You got boring.
Oh, gosh, Michael.
Regional operations manager. Yeah. For what?
It's a tough thing, pal. It's a company called Appliance Warehouse. It's we lease and sell appliances to the
Oh, my
God. Sorry, you got the boring gong. Well, Michael, luckily, you may be winning free tickets to the Stars game. Now,
do you enjoy hockey as a white man?
The Dallas Stars, yes, and I am a white man, by the way. So it is a race war.
All right, good. That's what we like here.
This is tense.
Hey, Corby, my wife said to tell you she loves you and she thinks you're hot.
Ooh, well.
Hey, now.
Yeah.
Is she?
She's probably listening, so yeah, she's gorgeous.
Well, madam, if you're listening, send me something very naughty.
Now,
go to the bathroom and take
Michael
it.
And Ramiro, are you both familiar with how to play the fart game?
Yeah.
I'll refresh your memories.
It's a freaking coin flip.
It really is.
Now, Ramiro, are you onto this?
What? So you guys you call somebody and we have to guess how long it takes them to find out?
I can't understand your Spanish. All right. I'll explain this. Now, I call someone in the customer service industry, and as they're trying to assist me, I pelt them with drops of farting. Okay?
Okay.
Let's meet the farts. One, two. No, that's not on there.
It needs to be.
So, anyway, the question will be, and since Ramiro, you've been the minority all your life, we're going to let you go ahead and choose first.
He's the majority now, though.
No kidding.
Here he is.
Finally, it pays off.
We'll let you choose. And by the way, I called the New York Football Giants season ticket office, okay?
Okay.
And I'm just inquiring about how to purchase a PSL at the new stadium up there and season tickets. And you have to determine whether or not this person acknowledges the farts. Or are they a true customer service genius and they fight through it?
Okay.
Go ahead.
So what do you say? Will they acknowledge or not?
I'm going to say no.
All right. Ramiro says no. Michael?
Yeah, I'll say yes.
You don't have a choice.
Yeah, you've got no choice. Michael, this means you might win and you don't have to do anything.
Now, in the past, it's 50-50.
It's about 50-50, yeah.
Where they'll fight through it.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, the true customer service professional will fight through it.
Right.
So let's play the fart game and see what kind of true customer service professional the Cobra encountered as he called the ticket office of the New York Football Giants this week's Cowboys opponent.
Wow. Giants Stadium LLC, this is Katie.
Katie, hey, I just have a few questions concerning...
Sure.
Are you there?
I'm here, yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, I just have a few questions concerning... maybe the 2011 season and what, you know, purchasing season tickets would entail or PSLs
sure.
and all that?
Sure, shoot.
Well, first off, I understand I got transferred over here that there's only club-level seats remaining
correct.
For the upcoming season. Is that the case for, I mean, I don't really know the logistics of it all. Is that the case for, like, the next five seasons?
Well, it's really for as long as we have... the seats available. I mean, we only have a couple hundred of those seats left. Once we sell out of those seats, that's it.
Okay. So
I mean, I don't see it lasting for that long. I mean, next season most likely will be it.
They'll be completely sold out?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so if you want to move on something, you better move on it fast.
Sooner than later. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, can you give me a number as far as what I'm looking at price-wise?
Sure. Yeah. Depending where you sit, the locations that go from the goal line to the 15-yard line, the PSL is $7,500, and then they're $400 a game. And then the seats between either 15-yard line are $12,500 for the PSL, and then they're $500 a game. As far as the actual PSL payment goes, you are able to do 20% of the total PSL at the time of your purchase, 40% of it by March 1st of 2011, and then the remaining 40 by March 1st of 2012.
All right.
And then as far as the actual season tickets go, right. you just do the 20% of the PSL now, and then we'll send you an invoice next year for the season tickets.
Okay. And are all the end zone seats, too, are those season ticket holders, or are those game-by-game basis or whatever? I mean,
the mezzanine end zones?
Yeah.
Those are non-club seats. Those are currently sold out.
Oof. Okay, did those sell out, like, years ago? I'm new to the area, so I'm just wondering.
We started selling these. We started transferring everybody over for the old stadium, and then we started calling the wait list, and we sold out of everything else. Right now, these are the only locations we have.
Hello? Okay, so if I put 20% down on... I have to put that down immediately, and then I get invoiced next year?
Right. Mm-hmm. So if you were looking to do the seats that are $7,500, I don't know how many seats you would need, but if they were two seats. Yeah, so then that'd be $15,000 for those, and then you would owe $3,000 for the PSL now.
Okay.
And then if you're looking to do the other areas, it's $5,000.
Okay, and what about parking?
Parking is complimentary.
Oh, really?
Yes. So you do get complimentary VIP parking, access to the club area, extra wide cushion seats with additional leg room, upscale food and beverage options, private entrance, private restrooms, things like that.
So it's a lot like Yankee Stadium as far as like the amenities go for those.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there is no actual restaurants like Yankee Stadium has, but it's restaurant style food in there.
Okay. And is there if you're near the 50-yard line or whatever, like the really super crazy expensive seats,
mm-hmm.
is it like free food down there, excluding
yes.
like okay, and those are all sold out?
Correct.
God, how did those sell out so fast?
I mean, they're not that area wasn't as big as the mezzanine clubs. There are only maybe there were three bigger sections and two smaller sections.
All right, I guess that's about it. Now, just give me an estimate of what kind of time we're looking at if I needed to jump on something. Just shoot me straight here.
Honestly, I would do it sooner than later just because depending where you're looking to sit, things are getting pretty limited.
All right. I mean, you're talking about hundreds here?
Yeah, I mean, we're down to the last bit here.
All right. Okay. Well, let me talk to the family and...
Sure.
And I'll call you back.
Yeah, definitely. You can just, I don't know, whenever you call, but if you call 877
Meet and Greet.
2010, then my extensions, and
okay.
then someone will switch you back over to me.
Okay, well, I appreciate
okay.
the help.
All right, no problem.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
How did she fight through that?
Now, the thing is congratulations, Romero. That was a bold guess.
That was a true customer service professional.
You're a credit to your race. Now,
yes,
Mexican
has won the race war today.
I always test the line out to make sure they can hear.
Yeah, he calls me in the control room to make sure that I can hear the farts, and they were so loud.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. So it's not like she couldn't hear them, and they are cranked up to the highest level possible. So she just sat there through all of that and never stopped.
I mean, with that long pause.
Boy, what a pro.
No doubt.
Thank she's you, awesome. Yeah, she's awesome. All right, Romero, stay on the line, and Danny will get your tickets.
And Michael, you have let all of us down.
Yeah.
You didn't do anything.
Way to go, Whitey.
Yes, Whitey fails again.
I think she must have been a Latino because she was just happy to have a job and didn't want to lose it, you know. Or maybe not.
Get your ass hung up on now, you idiot.
Oh, man. All right, that is the fart game.
Stay on hold, Romero.
Yes, stay on hold, Romero. This is a great day for you and all like you. And you will be very, very proud flying the flag of Mexico at the hockey game, right?
Yes, I will.
All right, stand by.